Hello and welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. I know I say this every week, but it is the absolute truth. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures, and that's great news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'm so excited about the next 12 weeks of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast because I absolutely love the subject matter that we're going to be covering. Each song has a special place in my life and has been born out of personal ministry in my own life, especially in my current and ongoing battle with Parkinson's. I'm finding these songs are taking on a whole new meaning for me, and I'm asking Father God to minister deeply to your heart as you listen to the stories behind these 12 songs. Today's podcast is the story behind my song called Enter In. It's from the ministry recording called Songs of Ministry. This album is a 12-song collection, especially for those who find themselves emotionally wounded in some way. In looking down the list of the songs included in this recording, my mind spins into high speed, much like seeing my life flash before me instantaneously simply because each title evokes a recalling of specific times, events, or life-changing circumstances which God's allowed me to experience. For me, nothing in life has much value unless it's born of relationship. And relationship is required for life, as when a child is conceived. Relationship is required for communication, as when two hearts join in marriage. And relationship is required for salvation, as when one realizes they cannot save themselves. Yet Jesus made a way for us to enjoy relationship with our Heavenly Father. And relationship is required for worship. And worship, to me, means living in relationship with a real and present God. I talk to Him. He talks to me. I give my life to Him. He gave His life for me. I sing to Him, and He sings to me. These songs are simply a sampling of 17 years' worth of conversation with the God I love, roughly from about the year 1979 to 1996. Some were born out of death, like the loss of a friend. Some out of painful woundings, like betrayal or rejection. And some were born out of intense spiritual battle, as when dealing with my own failures, my sin. Some of times of ecstasy and peace, as when I realize a new depth of God's love for me. And some have come as I've meditated on His Word, just seeking to know Him more. Some have come while skiing down a mountain, or while riding my horse, Jack, or while flying to a city to lead worship, or while simply driving down the interstate. Most have come while interceding for someone else. When I hurt, I sing to Him and He sings back. When I'm happy, I sing to Him and He rejoices with me. And when I'm confused, I sing to Him and He sings peace to my soul. When I sin and finally repent, I sing to Him, and He forgives and readily receives me, all while He spins around wildly at the thought of simply being with me, all while singing over me His song of rejoicing. The first 10 songs you are about to hear over the next few weeks are from Father's heart to you. The last two are songs of declaration, destiny, and intimacy that are nothing more than my heart trying to touch my Father's heart. May they be to you as they have been to me, means of expression in an honest and transparent relationship with my Heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And remember as you listen, try and disregard me. I'm simply a vessel like you, and then try to hear Father's heart as I attempt to express it to you, and be open to His heart and listen because He wants to sing over you. This week's song, Enter In, was received on July 19, 1996, while meditating on the 1996 worship conference I was going to be leading in Fort Worth. Here's what I wrote about the song at that time. It's time to go on. Time to move on. Groveling in our past failures and hurts does not produce life. We always have a choice as to how we respond to our failures and our hurts, even if we don't have a choice as to every circumstance of our life. We can choose to be a victim or we can choose to be a victor over those things. In John 8:32, Jesus tells us that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. The problem comes if we never get honest about our failures and honest about our woundings. The first step towards freedom is always our own honesty, always. If we never get honest, we never get to the place of freedom. If we never get free, it's like we don't really ever move on. Living in the past is like trying to drive down the road by focusing solely on the rearview mirror. If we did that in our physical life, we would find ourselves in constant mishaps or constantly trying to dig our way out of the ditch we drove into. Is that any way to live? How do we move on from our past? Again, we must get honest about it. If we sin, we repent and receive God's forgiveness and then move on down the road. If we have been wounded in the past, we allow the Lord into those wounded places and allow Him to show us His point of view. Regarding those past hurts and the people who have hurt us, we must be people who are forgiving. I had to forgive the people who hurt me, but that doesn't mean I forget what happened. I just choose to see it from God's point of view. Having unforgiveness or bitterness in our hearts and minds effectively chains us to our past and keeps us focusing again on the rearview mirror. Holding bitterness or unforgiveness toward others does nothing to help you or even hurt those who have hurt you. It's like dragging around the wreckage of one's life, and that would be a wearisome and unbearable burden to carry. And again, that is no way to live. And while you're forgiven those who have hurt you, there's another very important person to forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive those who have wounded you and forgive yourself for whatever and receive God's gracious forgiveness and then move on down the road. I'll keep saying that, but we need to keep moving down the road towards Jesus. And remember this while we're at it. As long as we have breath, we have hope. Let me say that again. As long as we have breath, we have hope. Every believer has one thing they should always give up on hope, though. We should always give up the hope of ever changing our past, because it's not possible. So why focus on it? What do we do with it? We acknowledge it. We put off the lies. We put on the truth. And then do what? Move on down the road towards Jesus and enter into the sweet rest and peace of His presence. Here's the song, Enter In. I want you to do this for me. Disregard me and hear your Father's heart for you.
How long can one heart live life in the past? And how much wounding can one heart amass? How long can one hardened heart really last? For life passes by too fast. Tomorrow you can't know, and yesterday's gone. Why live in the past while today passes on? The heartache and failure of yesterday's gone. Just give them to me and go on. Until you cast your burdens on me, until you're honest deep within. You cover up the robe of my righteousness with grave clothes colored guilt and sin. Until you walk in truth and follow, until you leave where you have been, forsaking what's behind for what lies ahead, put on the truth and enter in, child, enter in. Oh, enter in. What good is sorrow if that's all you know? Trust me with your pain and allow joy to grow. There is a time, child, for clinging, a time to let go, a time for refreshing your soul. Past wounds and past sins like weights drag you down to depths of the sea of self-pity to drown. Just believe and receive who you are and where you're bound. Once lost, now completely found. But until you cast your burdens on me, until you're honest deep within, you cover up the robe of my righteousness with grave clothes colored guilt and sin. Until you walk in truth and follow, until you leave where you have been, forsaking what's behind for what lies ahead, put on the truth and enter in, child, enter. Child, enter in. Enter in.
Even as I was writing the script for this week's podcast, a question came up in my mind that I know occurs in the minds of most people at one point or another in their lifetime. Why did God allow that bad thing to happen in my life that has caused me so much heartache and torment through the years? I thought he was a good God. He is good and he is loving, but he is God and we are not. Recently, while reading the Wild at Heart daily reading by John Eldridge on December 26th of 2023, I was shocked, in a good way, by the title of the devotional reading. It simply said, "Forgive Jesus." That's shocking. Just think about that. Forgive Jesus. In that reading, which I'm now quoting directly from, John writes, "Forgive God? This idea is going to cause some readers to freak out." Just listen for a moment. If you are holding something in your heart against Jesus, the loss of someone you love, a painful memory from your past, simply the way your life has turned out, if you are holding that against Jesus, well, then it is between you and Jesus. And no amount of ignoring it or being faithful in it in other areas of your life is going to make it go away. In order to move forward, you are going to need to forgive Jesus for whatever these things are. But Jesus doesn't need our forgiveness, you protest. I didn't say he did. I said that you need to forgive Jesus. You need it. Let me be clear. To forgive a person, we pardon a wrong done to us. Forgiving Jesus means to release the hurt and resentment we hold against him. This comes before understanding. We often don't know why things have happened the way they have in our lives. What we do know is that we were hurt, and part of that hurt is toward Jesus, because in our hearts we believe he let it happen. Again, this is not the time for sifting theological nuances, but this is why it is so important for you to look at the world the way Jesus did, as a vicious battle with evil. When you understand you have an enemy that has hated your guts ever since you were a child, it will help you not to blame this stuff on God. Anyhow, the facts are it happened. We are hurt that it happened. And part of us believes Jesus could have done something about it and didn't. That is why we need to forgive him. We do so in order that this part of us can draw near him again and receive his love. To me, that was a timely word from John Eldridge that I felt I needed to share with you in regard to this week's song. To receive the daily readings by John Eldridge and his team, go to dailyreadings at wildatheart.org. That's dailyreadings at wildatheart.org. So what do we do with past failures and hurts? I had the privilege of growing up on a farm and working with animals of all types and shapes and sizes. And one thing they all had in common? They left tons of manure. But even that did not go to waste because we used it to turn around and fertilize the very ground where we grew the feed and hay that became their nourishment. We can do the same thing with our past failures and past hurts. We can use them as holy fertilizer to spread on the fields of our minds, allowing us to grow grace and forgiveness and peace of mind, to grow out of being a victim and to grow into being a victor, to help us grow out of those failures and out of those hurts. I believe this is part of God's design, and he wants nothing but what is best for us. Well, I've enjoyed today's podcast, and I want to thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Enter In, from the recording Songs of Ministry, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Again, thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, God loves you and so do I. And never forget his goodness and his comforting presence is with us even in the sorrowful times. You are his son, you are his daughter, new creation in Christ, and you are never alone, ever. Now go and be who Father says you are. And remember, you can enter into his presence anytime, any place, under any circumstances. Taking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.